This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2021. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short, medium, and long wave. On this edition, recorded February 13th, Alaska, Australia, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, France, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Israel, Japan, Korea South, Mexico, Myanmar, New Zealand, North America, Palestine, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Sweden, Turkmenistan, USA, Vanuatu, NID, SWLFest, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. It's not unusual for one of the two transmitters of KNLS in Alaska to be out of order for long periods, thus disrupting their planned transmission schedule. But now Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says both of them are back in service, so we extract the current times and frequencies for one-hour English broadcasts at 08UT on 6075, at 10.9605, at 12 on 9635 and 9665, and at 14 on 11670. Hearing KNLS in the lower 48 is rather difficult, at least where I am. In fact, we can hear their relays via Madagascar better than direct from Alaska. However, I did run across one of the Russian broadcasts from Alaska on 11755 before 16UT as scheduled from 1500 as the only station anytime, anywhere on that frequency. Some hot DX news from Australia, but to which there has been absolutely zero response since I first posted it. It comes from the latest issue of Australian DX news about a new transmission on the 120-meter band, 2325 kHz. Craig Seeger in New South Wales reports hearing Switch 95.9, an FM station, on that frequency. It's in Weewa, W-E-E-W-A-A. This was February 5th, good at 12UT with pops and a clear ID at 12:14. He says, good to see this pop-up testing on an old ABC Tennant Creek frequency. The power is 100 watts, and ARDXC member Peter Tate is the operator. Weewa, where's that? I check Wikipedia. In the northwestern slopes of the New England region of NSW, within the Narrabri Shire local government area, on the Namoi River. Weewa is 41 kilometers northwest of Narrabri and 571 km northwest of Sydney on the Kamilaroi Highway. At the 2011 census, it had a population of 1,653, of which 20.8% were Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. 2325. It may not be on all the time, and you'll probably need a remote receiver to pick it up. Slightly easier is on 5055 Radio 4KZ in Queensland. It's often monitored by Ron Howard in California. He reports February 12th at 11:20. Caribbean Queen was the song. For the past 5 days, I've been hearing this at a decent level, much better than normal, and able to ID most of the pop songs played. Even the news, weather, and commercials are approaching semi-readable level. Nice. On February 9th, it cut off at 12:34:40, and the next day on the 10th, about 6 seconds earlier. And Ron Howard's latest observation of BBS Bhutan on 6:035. February 12th, it was running later than usual. Normally cuts off about 10:30 UT, but he was hearing it until 11:12. There were announcers at first with pop music, such as by Phil Collins at 11 News in English, starting and ending with the usual BBS theme music, and cut off at 11:12 with another pop song playing. He says the longer this station stays on the air, the better my reception, as it slowly improves the whole time. More and more medium wave stations are closing down in Brazil, including this major one via Hans-Jürg Biener. On February 10th, Radio Globo in São Paulo switched off 1100 kilohertz. It was 150 kilowatts day, 50 at night. The move had already been announced in 2018 and was carried out for the medium wave frequency 1220 in Rio de Janeiro. The FM frequencies in each city remain, as well as 8 affiliated medium wave and FM transmitters and different digital distribution platforms. This info came from Rudolfi Grimmie in São Paulo, as well as the following via the Medium Wave Masts group. On February 10th, the huge 122-meter mast, diplexing 780 for CBN Radio and 1100 for Radio Globo, stopped broadcasting. It's in Vila Industrial, a sad day when even more stations are added to inactive or closed frequency spreadsheet. Jovan No in Quebec says, sad indeed, one of the very few Brazilians having reached here on medium wave, but on rare occasions. From Brazil, José Ronaldo Xavier, JRX for short, reports what he calls an unlawful station in the very same town where he is, Cabedelo Paraíba. February 5th, at 1929 to 1942, on 7595 Radio Fronteira, in Portuguese with a musical program, playing some songs of the 70s, ID and frequency. Good reception there nearby. In CIDX Messenger, Nigel Pimlet, medium wave editor, says the CRTC approved a request from CFBC 930 in St. John, New Brunswick, to decrease daytime power from 50 kilowatts to 2 kilowatts, and night power from 50 to only 150 watts, and to go from a directional pattern to non-directional, based on system failures, the need for repairs, and the cost of operating an AM station, certainly making CFBC a more difficult DX target. Quite a mystery for several days among medium wave DXers, both in North America and Europe, has been a signal on 940.85 kHz off frequency. But it's not always there when people try to hear it. Instead, other off frequencies measured as 940.25 or 0.05. It seems never all of them at the same time, thus implying that it's a single transmitter hopping around. Mauno Ritola in Finland has also been monitoring this, and he says Radio Kalima Colombia was heard in Sweden last October, varying around 940.27 kHz. John Fisher, currently visiting Colombia, also reports to the IRCA group the frequency switch from 940.05 to 0.83 sometime during the 03 UT hour, and then went back to 940.05 between 09 and 10. Mark Connolly in Massachusetts says, so Radio Kalima is looking like the culprit. Confusing that there are different discrete frequencies at different times, and that at one time an entirely different offset, 940.255, was involved. Radio Kalima is in Cali, listed with 10 kilowatts, call sign HJGB. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. The most interesting new thing this week, one of the transmitters knocked way off frequency from 15370. The afternoons of both February 11th and 12th, at least, measured about 15369.234, before and after 2130 UT, when we can never be sure whether it'll be in Portuguese, Arabic, or some other language. Europeans were monitoring a pirate on 5090, including Manuel Mendez in Spain, eventually identified as Mystery Radio 21, heard February 7th from 1707 until 1800 with pop songs in English and a Gmail address. They closed transmission at 1800, but he sent a reception report and got a confirmation. And he got a reply in about half an hour. It claims to be in Germany, saying they're running a few hundred watts into a dipole antenna, hoping that soon they will be on the air with their own transmitting equipment and a better antenna with more power. But so far, testing with a friend's transmitter. An annual event is almost here every February 21st. It's Radio Imrang, that's O-umlaut, M-R-A-N-G. 15215 kHz has been airing that date every year at 16 to 17 UT. This year it's on a Friday. The frequency has been registered as available every Friday during the season with HFCC as 500 kilowatts, 300 degrees via Issoudun, France. This is from the Frisian community, just offshore from Germany, for their expatriates in New York City. We have no specific confirmation it'll happen this year, but we are expecting it. They may very well be playing exactly the same one-hour recording as last year and years before. It's mostly in Frisian or High German, but with a few announcements in English. Discussion has continued about the true location of the 4750 transmitter carrying Voice of Indonesia. Is it still in Makassar, as it was for RRI, or has it been moved to Chimangas, near Jakarta. Now we finally have some definite word via David Foster in Australia. The Radio Listeners Club of Indonesia member Lien Jin in Jakarta confirms it's transmitting with 50 kilowatts from Palangkaraya on 3325, although it does not sound that strong. And 4750 is from Chimangas with 10 kilowatts. It was moved from Makassar to Chimangas, according to the VOI technical manager, Xia Frudin, who has invited Lien Jin to visit the Chimangas transmitter. Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, has continued to monitor both frequencies. On February 8th, 3325 parallel to 4750 with VOI. Check between from 1300. There was almost no modulation on 3325 during the normal English hour. But at 1406, he was surprised to find decent audio in English at that time instead of Bahasa Indonesia. Very faint underneath China on 4750. Then another report from February 13th, measured on 4749.95, matching the former offset frequency when it was in Makassar. But he was having much better reception on 3325, although with interference from co-channel NBC Bougainville, about equal strength. But after 1205, 3325 in the clear in Japanese. Ivo Ivanov says the updated schedule of Iran International TV, transmitted via Armenia, is 04 to 12 on 11570 and 12 to 04 on 6270. But Wolfgang Büschel says it's not via Armenia. Direction finding leads to some site somewhere between Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and Dushanbe, Tajikistan. Well, it must be one or the other, not really between them. Via WRTH.com, the World Radio TV Handbook has now published its February update to seasonal schedules, including some additional info, notably that the medium wave transmitter in Israel, a Voice of Hope Middle East, is off the air, inactive, since January from 1287 kilohertz, but no explanation. So I asked Ray Robinson of Voice of Hope in California, what's the problem? He confirms it's off the air, but cannot say why. We are presently in negotiations that we expect to lead to the return of this transmitter to the air soon. In the meantime, they're still producing programming for webcast listeners. Hence, from the listings in the World Radio TV Handbook, it's via their own transmitter but installed at the Bezek site, which is She'ar Yashniv, 50 kilowatts on 1287, a transmitter owned by and operated on behalf of Strategic Communications Group USA, and shortwave equipment is currently under construction. From MV Echo of the Arctic Radio Club, Hitoshi Sujo of Japan was visiting Finland last September and is quoted in Radio Maailma that many private Japanese medium wave stations are moving to FM and, because of the expenses, are expected to be closing down medium wave in the next 4 years, not including NHK. As of February 10th, here's Ron Howard's report on the latest frequency jump-arounds from the clandestines from South to North Korea. They seem to change around 5 kilohertz every week on Mondays, noted at 0929 UT February 10th. Voice of the People on 3480, 3910, 3935, 4450 question mark, 6520 and 6600. Echo of Hope, 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105. Voice of Freedom was still on 5920, while the Jammer was still on 6045. You're listening to the non-commercial, non-communist, non-corporate, non-religious, no-nonsense media magazine, World of Radio number 2021. Also bringing you the equally non-website, worldofradio.com. For which ongoing expenses continue, although no contributions received lately. They could be sent, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Since February 8th, also on the 9th, 10th, and 11th, I've been hearing Mexico's only shortwave station knocked off frequency, 6185.7 approximately, for Radio Educación XEPPM. It's mostly audible in the evenings, signing off around 06 UT. But thanks to the off frequency, I've also been hearing it at other parts of the day when it is supposedly not on the air, according to its own schedule, such as 1544 UT, February 11th, measured on 6185.75. Ron Howard was also hearing it a bit earlier that date at 0600 on 6185.66. Varies somewhat. I measured it February 10th at 1504 on 6185.771. Ron Howard reports Myanmar Radio 5985 February 11th with very respectable signal and fairly readable, with interesting programs for the segment in English at 1530 until 1558, including news, weather, and PSAs, and a promo for World Radio Day, which, of course, was on February 13th. Mike Wilson forwards a story from The Guardian, February 10th. Calls to save Radio New Zealand classical music station Reach Crescendo, plans to cut RNZ Concert and replace it with a youth station, meet resistance from diehard fans. The state classical music arm does not usually create headlines, but the hackles of classical music lovers across the nation have been raised after the public broadcaster announced it was cutting much of the station to make way for programs targeted at a younger audience. I've again heard the North American pirate Ziki's Attic on the 75-meter band, February 9th at 0119 for a few minutes on 4045 USB. By 0147, he had changed to 4107 USB. He's back. Josiah, the Antichrist pirate, known as Station YHWH, heard again. February 9th, says Rick Barton in Arizona, tune in at 2030 UT on 11560. In the afternoons, he usually runs somewhere in this range. Also heard by others, Rich Rain near Chicago, and at least a carrier by Stephen Wood in Massachusetts. And I heard him as well at 2106, but off the air in less than half an hour. There had been no other reports of him since last heard January 10th. Rick Barton in Arizona also got him again on his night frequency 7470 UT February 12th at 0400. Via Conexión Digital, news of a HAMD expedition to Palestine. The F6KOP group was planned to be on the air between February 5th and 17th, using the call sign Echo 44 Charlie Charlie, on all bands from 10 to 160 meters in SSBCW, Teletype, PSK, and FT8 and FT4. More info at palestine2020.wordpress.com. NBC Madang, Papua New Guinea, has been missing lately from 3260. Dan Robinson was trying to hear it with remote receivers and having no luck, although 3325 Bougainville was audible. And on February 12th, Ron Howard also says another day with no activity on 3260, checked after 1114. Since late January, Madang has been noticeably silent on a daily basis. Mike Cooper refers us to a New York Times story of February 10th. Philippines moves to shut ABS-CBN, its leading broadcast network, the latest push by President Rodrigo Duterte against media outlets he views as critical of his government. In Shortwave Bulletin, Christer Brunstrom said the Swedish DX Federation would celebrate World Radio Day with a special one-hour broadcast February 13th at 09 on 7440. Well, it's too late already. Mainly in Swedish, but also with some English about Radio Luxembourg. But it would be repeated on Sunday, February 16th at 11 UT on 7440. That would be the secondary channel of 292 in Germany. However, on February 10th and 11th, Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, says no signal of channel 292 on its other frequency, 6070. Many programs during the 24 hours could not be heard. He says probably may be off air for some time due to maintenance work. Via Conexión Digital Argentina, Tringer Laszlo, who from his name is probably in Hungary, reported on February 7th, and probably taken from mediumwave.info, that the carrier of TR-1 Vatan in Turkmenistan is again being heard on 279 kHz longwave, but no modulation, nor a hum. Previously, there was a hum mixing with very low audio. He says they may be testing the transmitter, and it should return soon with good modulation. More about the new DRM broadcast of Radio Marti, centered on 7345. February 7th at 2312, I tuned it in via a remote receiver in Colombia and was hearing it quite well with very few dropouts. No problem tuning it in, as some others have been reporting. It showed only RM, not a second channel, as was originally running. Viva Willis Conover. On the contrary, in the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Kenzicki has some critical comments. The SN ratio never got above 8, even though it appears this is being sent in 16 QAM for the main service channel with a slideshow feature. None of that came in. Rumor has it this uses a newer compression scheme that Dream doesn't yet support. Let's get this straight. You're broadcasting to Cuba, where an old 386 computer is considered cutting edge. Most people have a portable radio at best. You therefore use a mode that you need a fancy-smancy computer to decode, and the software is not generally available except for online SDRs, and of course there's limited online access in Cuba. And it's a mode that is very sensitive to interference and jamming. What are they thinking? 7375 and 7355 were both Radio Marti in AM, and both in, well, the following from Kim Elliott's column in the NASA Journal. Voice of America has for several decades broadcast editorials, quote, reflecting the views of the U.S. government, unquote. These are now relegated to slots on VOA's TV channel, which has very little distribution, and on the VOA editorials webpage, editorials.voa.gov. Unless I am missing it, I cannot find a link to editorials anywhere at voanews.com. You will have to find it by way of a Google or your favorite search. When Soleimani was killed, I searched out VOA editorials, wondering how they would explain the event on behalf of the U.S. government. I was not surprised to see no comment, given that there can be lag time between events and VOA editorials. But the VOA editorial about the death of Qasem Soleimani on July 3rd was not published until July 15th, 12 days after the event. Quote, U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Pompeo, declared that Soleimani was plotting further imminent attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, unquote. The process with VOA editorials is like this. The policy office at VOA, or one of its parent bureaucracies, will draft an editorial that they believe reflects the views of the U.S. government. That draft is sent to the State Department. It, not usually a high priority, is eventually sent back with suggested or required revisions. Those revisions are incorporated and returned to the State Department. The next revised draft is sent back and so on and so forth. The 12-day delay is therefore not surprising. By the way, Kim's main current non-delayed outlet is on Twitter, KAEDOTCOM. Bryce Avery in Scotland of the Encore Classical Music Show says, sadly, the U.S. broadcasts of Encore are going to have to stop at the end of February. Radio Tumbril is a one-man operation without sponsorship. Even with the generosity of WBCQ and WWCR in keeping costs to a minimum, it requires hundreds of dollars a month to broadcast Encore to North America. And the money to pay for electricity will run out when Radio Tumbril is 1 year old, unless the situation changes. The last transmission on WBCQ will be 01 UT Monday, 2nd March on 7490. The last transmission with WWCR will be Saturday, 29th February at 21 UT on 9350. The European broadcasts are much lower power and much less costly, will continue on Channel 292 for the foreseeable future on 6070 from Germany. Those times are Saturday at 11 UT and repeated Friday at 19, and also on their other frequency, Sunday at 09 on 7440. More at the website, including playlists at www.tumbril.co.uk. On February 9th at 0124, I noticed that WRMI was missing from one of its 24-hour frequencies, 5950. That could have been good for Bolivia, except they were not on the air either on 5952.4. This was explained on Disgraced FB via Alan Pennington. Please note that transmitter 5950 and number 11 on 7570 are off the air due to storm damage in the antenna field and resulting transmitter damage. We hope to have both back on the air sometime Monday, February 10th. And indeed, 7570 was soon back on, but 5950 was still missing here when checked on February 13th. During the daytime on February 9th and 10th, I was getting very good signals from WWCR on 15825 and 13845, rather than the usual just barely audible ones. This was obviously due to a winter sporadic E-opening affecting HF at least up to 16 megahertz, but doubtfully getting into the FM band. Something to look out for, as February is a very unusual time for sporadic E. Of a special interest to medium-wave DXers to the east, for whom Nevada is a rare state, KKOH 780 in Reno was planning some off-air time for maintenance early Sunday morning, February 16th, according to Paul Walker, who's been in contact with the station. Could be off the air for 6 hours from local midnight, that is 08 UT, until 1400. But toward the end of it, they were going to come back on the air with DX test material running 50 kilowatts non-directional. That could start about 14 UT, which is a bit late for listeners to the east, but it might be earlier if you keep listening. The DX test material will last from 10 to 30 minutes, including sweep tones, Morse code, telephone dial tones, and telephone off-the-hook noises. That's on 780. Of course, it'll still have to contend with other stations like WBBM and KSPI. Regarding the massive layoffs at iHeartMedia, a story from RollingStone.com via the Arctic Radio Club, everybody's in revolt how one radio station fought iHeartMedia cuts and won. Referring to KXNO 1460 in Des Moines, they laid off 6 employees, but they were rehired shortly after the station's listeners rebelled. Here's a strange reported to the IRCA group by Mike V7SKA in British Columbia. I discovered KOHI, St. Helens, Oregon, on 1610 kHz, licensed for 1600, with 1 kilowatt day and 12 watts at night. They'd been off the air to build a new tower at a new site. I wondered why they were so far off frequency, but they announced they were testing on 1610, pending FCC approval. However, no one has been able to find any such approval. About Radio Vanuatu 5040, Ron Howard reports that he had been hearing them every day since they were reactivated in mid-December, but they were missing on February 10th and 12th. But they were back on the air on the 13th, heard until off 11 seconds before 11 UT. I have an intriguing idea around sunrise and sunset and any time at night. FME spur blobs, slightly above 1477 and below 1503 kHz, therefore coming out of a defective transmitter on 1490 kHz. I think it might be from Texas, but I would appreciate others in nearby states checking this out. Try to get a directional bearing on it at least. From here it seems to be northeast or southwest. Like for me, which would require a 4-megameter round trip during winter weather, should you find yourself in the Philadelphia area, February 27th to 29th, you should attend the 33rd annual SWL Winter Fest, the major annual meeting for shortwave listeners and DXers. All the details are at www.swlfest.com. B.S., you may recall we reported that Radio Cultura de Araraquara, Brazil, 3365 was expected to close down shortwave at the end of January. However, it has now been heard again. Manuel Meneth in Spain reports it February 13th at 2020 UT via a remote receiver in Brazil because, of course, it had to broadcast a silly ball game. The propagation outlook from SWPC in Boulder, geomagnetic field expected to range from quiet to G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels. ANKNC is peaking at 15 and 4 on February 17th, 12 and 4 on the 26th, 20 and 5 on March 4th, but in between down to only 5 and 2. Solar flux stuck at 71 throughout until at least March 7th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 2021. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you found the program informative, and will make a point of hearing me again next week when I conclude with a standard disclaimer.